It was a warm spring day where you could feel the life in the air when I decided to do this. I was at my friend's Alex house and we'd pulled out a yearbook, dusting off the dust off of 2017's yearbook edition. I decided to go through on my Snapchat and take pictures of people in the yearbook that I knew. As I started going through, I would see funny pictures of my friends, put it on my Snapchat stories with funny captions. As I started seeing people start to slide up and enjoy that I was doing this, I started expanding into groups of people I didn't even know, which became dangerous. I got carried away and recorded a kid and called him Potato Head. At first, a whole bunch of people thought this was really hilarious. But then as I saw the picture started to get screenshots, I realized I had a sickening feeling in my stomach knowing he was going to see this. The next day, I show up to school, not thinking too much of the situation, but wondering if I was going to get confronted. I went to my science class and sat through it and noticed one of his friends were standing at the door. When I went to take a bathroom break, he said, quote for quote, "Potato Head is looking for you," laughing. And I said, okay. So class ends and I had butterflies in my stomach as I walked out to a portable to eat my lunch. As I discussed with my friends about the situation, they have support for me. They let me know that they won't let anything bad happen to me. As lunch ends, we all exit the portables and we see Potato Head and his friends. And it is like a Western standoff. He's saying that we have to fight, but I don't want to fight. There's no reason to fight in this situation. This is when I got lucky and security came. When security came, they broke up this altercation and told us to all go to class and let the situation blow over. Later, I seen him at the community center and we played basketball together and talked our differences out and came to an understanding.